You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Government announced yesterday that guarantee protection for people's deposits in banks of up to $100,000 would come into place. There's a plan to bring it into place in the next few years, which means if the bank goes under, you won't lose all your money. And I talked to New Zealand Bankers Association Chief Executive Roger Beaumont about what it means for the industry, any concerns they have, and how it will be funded. I started off by asking Roger about what this announcement about protecting our deposits actually means.
Okay, well, what it means is that when this new legislation comes into place, which will be, it'll take a couple of years for that to happen, to go through the parliamentary process, but what it'll mean when it does come into place is that if you've got money on deposit with a bank or some sort of other financial institution that's included in this legislation, if there was a problem with that bank and it was starting to struggle financially, your money on deposit is protected and in fact insured, so that if, say, in the unlikely event of the bank failing, that deposit money that you've got with the bank would be protected and safe.
And that's up to the value of $100,000, is that correct?
Yeah, and as I understand it, that captures about 93% of deposits that are with banks or other financial institutes, so covers most people.
So I'm aware that other countries have had something like this in place for a while. Why are we so late to the table?
Yeah, that's true. Other countries have had this in place for a while, but we also have other programs in place which ensure the reliability, if you like, of customers' money. So there's a couple of things that are already in place. One is what's called bank capital, which is essentially the amount of money that a bank has on reserve in case of a particular issue for that bank. And our bank capital levels are amongst the highest in the world. In fact, we're amongst the most regulated banks in the world. So there's that. And then the second thing is something called open bank resolution, which is a policy that is administered and managed by the Reserve Bank, which is something that allows the Reserve Bank to intervene if there is an issue with a bank. And so there's quite a level of protection to ensure that in the event of you know, a bank facing an issue, the primary focus of those things is to protect customers' money.
And this decision, this announcement, seems to have been welcomed by Parliament, really. Does the industry have any major concerns about it?
I guess it's a good thing. Anything that makes customers more secure in terms of their money and their futures, I guess, in that sense, is a good thing. What we're interested in is how the detail of that works out in terms of how it's funded and whether there's a different funding regime for, say, banks versus non-banks, because we think there's a difference in difference in risk profile between those two groups. So it's how the funding of it works, and also how it relates to those other two things I talked about, the capital levels that banks have and are increasing, and also the open bank resolution policy.
Has there been any indication about where the funding will come from?
Oh, it's expected that the deposit takers will fund that, but that detail still needs to be worked through. It'll be part of the parliamentary process that it goes through. But we're of the view that actually banks shouldn't be levied so hard on that, because they're a more reliable environment for people to put their money than, say, non-banks.
So you're worried that the cost could come down quite heavily on the banks?
It's inevitable that the cost will come down on banks. And what we're saying is, because this is essentially an insurance policy, so if you think about insurance on a house that you might have, if you've got a house and you've got really good security on the house in terms of burglar alarms, and you might have security cameras in key locations on the house, because of that, that will often reduce the premium that you pay on your insurance, because you've got good security measures in place. And we're arguing the same thing, that this is essentially insurance for your deposit money. But because banks are a reliable and strong environment to put your money, that the amount of the levy that banks pay for this insurance shouldn't be as high as, say, for a non-bank institution.
Yeah, so do all banks have the same security?
No, look, it's quite a complex calculation that happens in terms of their capital requirements, and it does vary depending on the nature of the bank.
But in general, banks tend to have higher security than, say, somewhere else that you might be putting your money.
Well, yeah, the regulatory environment that banks operate in means that it's a strong and reliable environment for New Zealanders to put their money.
Up until this announcement, has it been a big issue that this hasn't been in place? Have many people lost money before this is coming into place?
Well, you've got the issue of a number of years ago now, South Canterbury Finance, that did fail. That was obviously a non-bank lender, but there was a regime that was put in place, a temporary deposit insurance scheme, which covered customers of that entity, and the government of the day stepped in to intervene to support that. But apart from that, really, there hasn't been a screaming requirement, if you like, for this, although it has been signalled and flagged for some time as something that the government was looking at.
And I'm just curious, does an increase in cyber fraud have anything to do with this?
No, I think cyber fraud, unfortunately and sadly, has been with us for some time, and probably always will be with us for some time. That's just an ongoing risk mitigation and management that banks need to have in place to try and protect customers as much as possible. But there's also an onus on customers to do the right thing and be really secure in the way they manage their own security settings and their engagement and their banking activity.
So this wouldn't cover anyone that, I don't know, if there was some cyber fraud against the bank, it wouldn't cover that?
No, this is about protecting customers in the event of the bank failing or the deposit taker failing. People should remember that banks operate in a really strongly regulated environment with strong frameworks to support that regulation, and banks will continue to operate in that environment. This is just, if you like, another layer of security and safety for customers.
That was Chief Executive for New Zealand Bankers Association, Roger Beaumont.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.